We're in the middle of Reish Mem Dalet. So yesterday we did Sif Gimel. We were supposed to also do Sif Dalet, and it's a good thing we didn't, because yesterday I sat on Dalet for at least an hour, maybe two. I didn't understand it. And because we didn't do it last night, so I sat again today for like half an hour. Then it hit me. I totally blew it yesterday, so it's a good thing that I didn't pretend to know what I was talking about yesterday. Okay. Well, I thought I knew what I was talking about, but whatever. Okay, anyway. So let's do a little recap. We're discussing having a guy do work for you on Shabbos. If he's working on your property, let's say in terms of, we said the gardener, you can't let him do that. You can't do shiputzim on your property on Shabbos. Fine. Now, what about a worker, a kablan, who's paid for the job, not per hour? What if he's working on, he's sewing your, whatever, sewing your beged, making you a suit, something like that? So, in Sif Aleph, we spoke about that if it's done privately in his own premises, so it's okay. The fact that he's working on a job is his business. I'm paying him, whatever, $300, make me a nice suit, and he's doing it, and as I give him the beged, otherwise it could be it's not mine, b'chlal. So, I don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. He chooses to do it on Shabbos. He does it in the privacy of his own home, and that's going to be fine. Even if he does it in public, it's going to be fine, because nobody knows that it's mine. Then we said in Sif Beis that even though building materials, Chomrei Biniyah, is movable objects, but because they're going to be put into the building, that has the status of mechuber, it's as if it's attached to the ground, and that's going to be problematic even if he does it in the privacy of his own home. Now, could be, the Ramah says, that if it's not recognizable that it's shaykh to the Jew, so it's still going to be okay. How Aleph and Beis work out, we'll do another time, or we won't do it all. Now, Sif Gimel discussed, yesterday we discussed Bidiyevit. What if a person did this b'di'evet? He had the guy build his house on Shabbos, which he wasn't allowed to do b'di'evet. So we had a whole discussion, spent time on that yesterday. Two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Taz. Okay, that's Gimel. Now, Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet says as follows: Meleches Farhesya Afilu b'metaltalim. Kegon Sfina Hayidua Li Yisrael Dina Kamo Meleches Mechubar. If you have something that is a movable object, but it is something big, it is something very public, it is the your yacht, and you're a prominent person, everyone knows that, you know, it's a Thaler's yacht. Everyone knows this is Thaler's yacht. So even though it's a movable object, that because it is very public, the assumption that is that when you're working on property, property is very public. You can't hide it. You're working in the field, basheta. As opposed to movable objects, I'm sewing a beged. I can do it in a closet. I can do it anywhere, so it's very private. But you have something like a car or a boat, which is a movable object, but you know it's still a very public. It's a very public thing.
What if it's an original going, meaning no one doing this here?
Yeah, we'll get there. So, right, so if it's out of the tchum, it's going to be mutter, because even karka out of the tchum is mutter. Right. So here we have the boat. It's a movable object. Everyone knows it belongs. This is the Gvir's boat. So that has the status of mechuber. Let's see Mishabura Sifkatan Chav Gimel. Hayidua li Yisrael. Ain Mari Shaoso Sabrishus Yisrael. We're not talking about where he's working on it in the Jew's garage. The Ihachi, I feel like Dinos Rakim Talton Da Almagam Kina Asa. Because the guy is not allowed to, basically, not allowed to do any malacha on your property. Okay, we'll clarify that in the coming days. Kedemuchach in Reish Nun Beis Beis. Da Apa Metalton Asa, Yimoso Sabrishus Yisrael. Reish Nun Beis Beis is the laundry, the Chinese laundry. So if he comes to your house to do the laundry for you, that's going to be a problem. He cannot do that. You can give it to him, and he can do it at the Chinese laundry, but he can't do it on your in your house. So who is din over here? Hold on, we're talking about a boat. We're not talking as dino kimlechas mechuber, as going to be aser. But he's saying we're not talking about we're doing a brishis Yisrael, because then even if we're a din of metaltalin and we're not be din of mechuber, it'll be aser. This is aser even when it's, this is like mechuber. Well, this is aser even when it's not in your property. Elamayri shalom beveso. It's all about where it's not in his property. It's out wherever. It's still going to be aser because it's public. It has the status of mechuber. It's only if he does it publicly on the whatever the marina in front of whoever's there. But if he's going to do it in the Gayesha garage, so then that's not going to be a problem. It's only when he's doing it in public.
Is there a problem that the Goy should know that Jews
I think, no, we don't talk about Jews, because outside the Tchum is going to be Mutter. There are cases where we don't want the Goyim to think that we don't keep Shabbos, because...
The reason why Mari signed either Brisim Nikim, either...
That's by Jews. That's by Jews.
So what's the reason to
there are cases where it comes up. It can cause trouble for the Jews if it looks like they're doing so. Meaning every Friday throughout the winter, the Jews all tell their boss, I got to leave early for Shabbos, I can't work on Shabbos. So if a Jew's going to do something that looks like he's working on Shabbos, for example, but it's not a typical Maariv Zayin or whatever, it's something else. Okay, now that is Sif Dalit. Okay. Easy schmeezy, open and shut, what's the other problem? Look at the Bir Halacha. Dibur Masl, Dina Kamo, Melechas Mechuber. Ayin Besimin Reishin Besif Gimel. The cause of Sham HaMechaber, Al Dinzeh, the Mechaber brings down the exact same Halacha over there, and there he doesn't say, here he says, Dina Kamo, Melechas Mechuber. We already know what the Halachas of Mechuber are, is that even B'Kablanos, it's going to be Aser. Yet over there in Reish Nun Beis Gimel, the Mechaber says Yesh Lahachmir VeLeEsor. So Mashma Delav Midina Kosev Kain VeLeEsor Shalach Dalcha. There's a stir on the Mechaber. Here the Mechaber says Dina Kamechuber, which means it's Aser, and over there it sounds like it's a Chumra Yesh Lahachmir VeLeEsor. Building a house. Ken kasev magid Avraham in reishin beisiv katzal yud. The gama grab be urosh and kasev the so sel hach the hacha the grab. In his very amazing way of writing three words or less, also points out to the stira uledina. So here the Bir Halacha says we have a stira in the mechaber. He doesn't attempt to answer the stira over here. Is it aser midina or it's just a chumra? Here it says aser midina because like mechaber we know is aser. Over there it just says it's a chumra. So he says the stira. Here he doesn't try to answer that. Uledina mashe meachronin the tavsu lahach the hacha the iker b'chei mashe sham magid Avraham gufa. The iker is like over here and it's mamish aser. Okay, open and shut. Problem is, when you turn to Reish Nun Beis Gimel, so it's not. I got confused because in Reish Nun Beis Gimel, look at Reish Nun Beis Gimel. He uses the lashon of Yesh Tov Lahachmir. Tov Lahachmir was very similar to what we spoke about yesterday in Siv Gimel, Nachon Lahachmir. So my brain just shifted gears. Siv Gimel is talking about Bidiyevin. Are you allowed to benefit from what was done? And that's what I thought was going on over here. And I discussed it with someone. I banged my head against the wall literally for hours. And this morning, Hashem explained it to me. Okay, so I finally figured out this morning. Amazing. Okay, so look at Reish Nun Beis Gimel. So Reish Nun Beis Beis is the halacha that we learned about the Chinese laundry. Okay. Reishon Beis Gimel. Im haisa malacha mufursemet. If it is public malacha. V'yadua shehi shel Yisrael. And it is known that this is Jewish work. And osa zababaka mufursam. He's doing it in public. Tov lahachmir v'lesor. It is proper to be machmir and not let the guy do it for you. It's not talking about bidyevet. Bidyevet ayin siv gimel. You can't let him do it for you. But told lahachmir v'lesor. Not that it's medina. It's a chumra. So look at the Mishra Sivkat and Chavdalid. The Oros La'abdan Bekelim Bekoves, the Mishnah over there in Shabbos, where this is taken from, where the Chinese laundry, Staman Ein Yadush Yushay Yisrael. No one looks at the white shirt and says, oh, it's a Jewish white shirt. A white shirt's a white shirt. Jewish, Goyish, doesn't matter. The Alkein, I feel him a Abid, Bekoves, Bemokum Galui, and therefore, even if he does it in public, in the Mechos Biyadu, Kishikotats, he's considered a Kablan. There's a set price for washing the white shirt, whatever it is, $5, whatever they charge, and you don't have to stop him. This was the question that Leibowitz asked. What if it's a Bekesha? What if it's a Talis? What if it's clearly a Jewish bag and Jewish clothing? He's doing that in public because they used to do the laundry at the river, which is in public. You have to stop him. You have to tell the guy not to do it on Shabbos. Because the person who sees him washing the bekecha or the talis doesn't know that he's acting as a kablan. Come to suspect him as a schir yom, which is aser. The chanal in reish men dalet aleph. That's why kablanus is aser, because we're suspicious that he might be doing it as a schir yom, which is a direct shaliach, agent, and amir la'akum situation. V'ayin sham in reish men dalet b'sif dalet. The das of shulchan aruch shan dimidina aser bazev. V'ayin sham b'bir alocha dibramaschil dina. So here it says it's aser, and here it says it's a chumra. Look at the look at the bir halacha over here, reishon and beis gimel. The tov lahachmir v'le'asor perush. Shim otze b'shabbes tzarech limchos b'yadu. I feel kotzat. If he's doing it on Shabbos, you have to stop him, even if it's a set price. You don't have to suspect he's going to do it on Shabbos. He can do it on Friday, he can do it on Sunday, he can do it on Monday, he can do it whenever. So you're allowed to give it to him. You don't have to worry he's going to do it on Shabbos. But if you, mom, you're seeing him doing it on Shabbos, then you have to stop him and tell him not to do it on Shabbos. If you know for sure he's going to do it on Shabbos in a public place, then also then you're not allowed to give it to him. Unless you're not sure. If you're not sure, then it's okay. So, in order for metatlon to be also, you need two things. So far, hold on. We're going to clarify in a little bit. It has to be done in public and noticeably Jewish object. But, if it's a noticeably Jewish object, but he does it inside the Chinese laundry, that's okay. If it is, he does it in public, but it's not noticeably Jewish, it's also okay. But if he's washing your bekesha in public, that's the problem. Now, you don't have to be suspect that he's going to do that. You can just give it to him, and they'll do whatever he does it. But if you happen to walk by and you see him doing it, I don't know, you have this wet bekesha. Well, stop right there, you know, wait till tomorrow. The chance of him listening to you are slim to none. No. Oh, no, no, no. Just the bala beged. Okay. Now, look at Mishabura Sivkatan Chav. Hey. I'm still in Reishon and Beis Gimel. Sorry, still in Reishon and Beis Gimel. You know, we're a little bit out of order, but it's. Okay, so the story is like this. So the Magen Avraham points out this theorem. On the one hand, over there in Reishon and Dalet says Aser, and here it says it's a Chumra. So the Magen Avraham tries to give an answer, or he does give an answer, but in the end he kind of rejects it and says, I don't think it's a real answer, it's just a contradiction, just a stira and finish. So he tries to say like this. Now, there's a little bit, maybe, possibly, perhaps two ways of understanding this. I'm still not sure. There's a random bekesha, it's a Jewish beged, but I don't have a clue to which Jew that belongs. And there's no way for me to really know which Jew that belongs. Then there's something. Yeah, let's go that mile, because that's the easier way to explain, and that's why so many people got there. One is, there's a Jewish beged, but you don't know whose it is. And then there's a Jewish beged, Jewish object that you do know whose it is. It's the Air Force One. Jewish president, Air Force One. So everybody knows. You know, that's Jared's airplane. So that's going to be. So there's a difference if you know to whom it belongs, or you just know it's Jewish, but you don't know to whom it belongs. That's what the Magen Avraham wants to say. When you know to whom it belongs, because it has your name on it or something, everybody, my Schwer's car says, has a license plate, it says Saba. So everybody knows to whom it belongs, so that's going to be a problem. If it's just a Bekesha, but nobody knows whose it is, now the fact that the name is written inside in tiny letters, that doesn't, I don't think that matters. So then that's just going to be a Chumra Ba'alma. Then the Magen Avraham kind of rejects that, although there are those that go with that Mahalach. And then there's a Chai Adam. We'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. I think he's answering the Kasha. I just, in the Kurla, the Chai Adam I needed was, the volume I needed was missing. I quickly tried to look over here. It wasn't so clear, but it seems like maybe, possibly, perhaps, Chai Adam was also answering this Kasha. And he says, it depends. If it's something that is always done by Kablanos, then if it's something sometimes I'm a kablonis, sometimes then it's a schir yom, sometimes you get paid per hour, sometimes you get paid for the job, so then it's like marasayin, like we spoke out by building the house, and then it's going to be aser medina because people are going to suspect that he's really a schir yom and you directly told him to do it during this time on Shabbos. But if it's something that is always done by kablonis and never done by the hour, always done by the job, so then it's only a chumra. So let's see that now in the Mishabur. Mishabur Sifkata and Chafhei. Ulefiza.
The issue is Marasayan still?
Then there won't be Marasayan. Right, the issue is Marasayan, then there won't be Marasayan. But there's still a Chumra.
What's the Chumra?
I don't know. Let's see. Chafhei. Ulefiza. Hachalukim. Shem. The Jewish clothing, like the Bekesha. And the guy is washing it at the river. It's an open, revealed, public place. When you see him do your Bekesh on Shabbos, you have to stop him. We're not afraid of chshad in such a situation. Why? That was like the Magen Avraham wanted to say before he kind of rejected it. The Tosefes Shabbos goes with that. It's brought down as a discussion.
It has nothing to do with a person making a mistake and thinking that this is mutter.
Making a mistake?
Making a mistake. Making a mistake. In other words, the issue is only that we're choshed that this.
We're choshed that Reuven is doing something wrong.
The chashad isn't that people are gonna look at this and they're gonna say, okay, I'm allowed to do this thing on. I'm allowed to give my.
Meaning we spoke out. The Ri and the Ran in Sif Aleph, are we afraid he's doing something wrong or am I going to learn to do something wrong? I don't know. Maybe there's a Chakira like that in Marasayan in general. I don't know. Yeah. So saying this is an Afkamina.
I don't remember. I think I wasn't there. But
this is an Afkamina. You say, I hear. I don't know. You say this is an Afkamina. If I'm afraid he's doing something wrong, I got to know who he is. If I don't know who he is, then it doesn't matter. If it's a din and I'm going to learn to do something wrong, so then it doesn't matter. Maybe in Akana, maybe that's the Nikudas Samachal Kitsi. I have no idea. Menachem Burak gave a chabura 23 years ago in the Chus Kreil. Visim Nikim and Marasayan, are they the same or different? Okay. We'll have to call him and ask him what he said. The Chai Adam, he comes to Orbin Tamaka. The Chai Adam had a different kula. They gave him a Shia Dua Shemini Kobane, the Ten Kaelin, the Kobets, but Kablano, since everyone knows there's a set list how much it costs to wash your shirt, your pants, your suit, your coat. It's a set thing. So even if the guy does it in public, it should be mutter. There's no mar sign. Maybe he's doing it as a schir yom. There's no such thing. The laundry has a set price for each garment. Meaning, I don't, whatever. The ain isa b'zeh ala kishaosa b'beisis. Unless he's doing it in the Jewish house, the sham lo mahani shum heter. Then there's no heter. Kamosha kasabnu lamala b'sif katan yedayin. So there's two kulas over here. One is the kula if it's not nikar to which Jew it belongs, and the other is if it's always done by kablanos. So then we're not worried. So in Orcha Shabbos over here, it talks about giving in the car. So it's like this. You want to give in your car to be fixed? It's considered a kablanos. The whole kablanos chiyom thing is not so pasha. But basically, what I understand is chiyom means I want you working in my house Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. That's the chiyom. I give you a job to do. You do whatever you want. So that's called. And there's a price. Even though the price takes into account the hours that he's going to work or he did work, that's the call. I'm paying him for the job, and I don't care when he does it. And that's called the kablan. He's working not for me. He's working for himself. to get his own job done to get paid. So he says, in terms of giving in the car, so first he wants to say it's mutter. Then he says, look at the footnote, why is it mutter to give my car in to the shop? So based on what we said, if the mechanic, which they assume, is considered a kablan, and cars are always given in to the mechanic as a kablan, I don't know if that's true, but let's say it's true. So then, according to the Chayyadam, it's going to be mutter. According to the Tosefa Shabbos, it depends. If I have a car that's recognizable that it's mine, I have a Saba license plate, so then according to that Mahalach, that will be a problem. So here in the footnote, he goes on to say, he brings down the Chayyadam. When you have a Chayyadam, he says there's no Marasayim. But if sometimes it's done as a Schayyam and sometimes it's done as a Kablon, it is going to be a problem. Then he says, what if I don't know which Jew it belongs? It's a Sefer Shabbos. So that he just says the Machlokes. He doesn't take a stand on that. I mean, I know this is a Jewish thing, but I don't know to which Jew it belongs. Do we go with that heter of the Sefer Shabbos, which was sort of the Havamin of the Magen Avraham? That he doesn't take a stand. And then he goes on to question the whole kula of the Chayyadam. Because the whole kula of the Chayyadam is if everyone does it, become lanos, we're not suspecting him of being a Schayyam. But when that came up by building houses, where we said everybody does it, become lanos, and no one does it, Schayyam, so we brought down Rav Moshe, who wanted to say, even though you shouldn't do it, that could be Maker Din is Mutter, but the Sharat, the Bir Halacha, didn't conclude that way. The Mishabur himself concluded he had a Tzarachian. Just because no one does it as a Schayyam, does that mean that now all of a sudden it became Mutter? And he brought down those who said it was Mutter, and he didn't like it, and he left it with the Tzarachian. So he points out that over here, the Mishabura is going with this Chayyadam, but this Chayyadam is a little bit against the Mishabura over here, is a little bit so-so what he said in the Bir Halach and Reish Mandalit Aleph, because over there he wasn't convinced. Just because there's no Schir Yom, do we not have any Maris Ayin problem that we have to worry about? Now, it could just be that, you know, Metalton is different, but the Machabi says Metalton is like Mechuber when it's recognizable. Do we have a bottom line? What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line, Rabbi? I don't know. I mean, he seems to say it's mutter. Then on the bottom, he questions why it's mutter. Pesach Jews also was going with they go with this Chayyadam. So it sounds like if no one knows whose car it is, so then you have both the coolers to rely on. Also, he's not necessarily doing it in public. If he's not doing it in public, then it's for sure not a problem. I don't know. It depends how, if it's open to the where people pass by all the time, like on the main street, you know, next to the shul, so then that's more problematic. But if it's somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and he does it in the garage, which is usually when they fix cars, so then that will be okay anyway. Even if it's recognizable as a Jew, because he's doing it privately. But even if he's doing it in public, if he's doing it as a kablan, and that's the way it's normally done, Chayyadam says it's mutter, and if you don't know whose it is, just know that it's Jewish. I mean, cars is less likely. I guess you put on a bumper sticker, Hashem Hu Elokim. This looks like a Jewish car. The Chabad Mobile. So the Breslov Mobile. So if you don't know whose it is, so then that's also another sniff lahakya. Okay, Reish Mem Dalid. Hey, we don't have so much time.
You know somebody that you don't know who, even though it's in public.
Yes, it's iffy. That's a shayla. That's a big machlokas. Okay, Reish Mem Dalid. Hey, we'll start. There's a machlokas. Rambam Raivin. The Rambam says, if you hire a guy for an extended period of time, I hire him for a year, he does any sewing I need over the course of the year, he, she, whatever, does my sewing. So as long as I'm not makbid when the sewing is done, so if the my personal sewer decides to do the work on Shabbos, that's no problem. I'm paying him for the year, any sewing that I need. And the Ravid doesn't like that. So the Mechaber brings out both. There's a Machlokas Magen Avraham Taz, exactly how to understand the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. There's also a Machlokas how to paskin between the Rambam and the Ravid. So Reish and Dalid, hey. And Besacha in Yehudi Lashana or Lishtayim. You hire him for 2 years, a year or two. Sheikh Davlo, he writes whatever you need written. He's your typist. He types for you. Oh, she Rogla Beged, he weaves clothing for you. I raise the Kosev Orig B'Shabbos. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos. He's considered a kablan. You're paying him for the year, whatever you're going to need done. Shu osebach eishiyat, it works whenever you need him. As long as you don't make an accounting, you know, every day, oh, Saturday, what do you do on Saturday? That you can't do because then it's working for you on Shabbos. But as long as you don't, you're not makbid on each day, that's okay. You cannot do the malacha in your house. That's the Rambam. And there those, that's the Ravid. The Ravid answers, because it's not a specific job, it's whenever. So the Magen Avraham basically says, it's Matzah, you can do it Friday, you can do it Sunday, you happen to do a Shabbos, it's not your problem. The Ravid says, well, wait a second, if he does it on Shabbos, then he's available on Sunday to do other stuff for you. And if he doesn't work on Shabbos, then he's not available on Sunday.
But he decides when to do it, you know?
Yes, he decides when to do it.
Why we care why?
Because it's not a specific job, it's anything that he needs, any writing he needs, typing he needs done. So that, yes, but that's Machlokes Rambam right. Oh, and then the Rambam says, that's only if you pick, this is my typist, this is my seamstress, this is my, I don't know what. But let's say this is my personal assistant. He does whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. You're my personal assistant or slave. You're my personal assistant for the year. Then, even according to the Rambam, l'kuli ama asim. L'kumosh is bara sov simin reish mem zayin. Okay, and here they explain. We'll get more into this tomorrow because he does the typing for me. Okay, typing is not an unlimited thing. I mean, it can be, and we'll get into that. But the Rambam says, I can do it yesterday, I can do it tomorrow, not a big deal. The Rambam says, well, no, it is a big deal because when he does it on Shabbos, now available for you on Sunday. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, so you're more nana from his Shabbos malachim. And the Rambam basically says, you don't have that much typing to do anyway. But if he's doing anything that you want, so then there's always things to be done. So then the assumption, if he doesn't work for you on Shabbos, when he works for you on Shabbos, he's helping you because now he's available on Sunday. If he doesn't work on Shabbos, now Sunday's not available because he's doing the work that he otherwise could have, would have, should have done on Shabbos. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get to the housekeepers. Okay, that's an introduction. The Rabbi says, because when he works on Shabbos, you are directly benefiting, because now once, if he doesn't work on Shabbos, he's going to do whatever you told him to do. You gave him a job through Friday afternoon. Okay, if he does on Shabbos, Sunday you can give him another job. But if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, Sunday you can't give him another job.
Can you just say you benefit from that job on Shabbos, and that's bad enough?
Right? Yeah, because you're allowed to benefit sometimes from work that a guy does on Shabbos. I mean, the whole concept of a sharecropper is he works the field, my field. He takes 50%. I take 50%. He's working on Shabbos, and I'm benefiting. That's still okay, because he's assumed to be working for himself. Over here,
he's getting more work.
It's more like he's working for you. Maybe that's my focus. I'm right. And that's Machlokes exactly what the details. The way I just explained was Magen Avraham. The Taz has a little bit of a different way of understanding it. Uh-oh, now I'm in trouble with Rehuda.